The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Summer is here or it's coming, depending on what you can see out through your window today. And who doesn't love a delicious cold drink on a summer's day? Well, Orla Drumgoole, the author of Irish Mammy Cooks, is here to give us some tips on how to make the best ones possible, like lemonade and cordials and unusual things that we've never seen before. But I have them here in front of me. Hello, Orla.
Good morning, Claire.
I love this because there is nothing like a kind of a sharp drink with a bit of sweetness in it on a hot summer day.
Absolutely. And I need to put in a disclaimer, all of these drinks contain sugar. So if you don't
That's
like sugar,
fine.
Yeah. It's only a little sugar sometimes.
It's only a little sugar, and you need a bit anyway, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Okay, so what are we going to start with? The fruity ones.
So we have three different types of drinks that you can make with fruits. So you have a thing called, it came from Korea originally, a thing called chung, which was new to me last year. And it's really interesting because you can make it with offcuts of different things. So, for example, I make a banana chung, but it's made with the banana skin. So now I didn't bring it today because it takes kind of a week for it to mature. But if you wash your banana skins really well in your bread soda, a little bit of salt rubbed on, dry them, they're well cleaned, cut off the tops and bottoms, chop them up and you weigh them in a little glass jar. And whatever weight of banana skin you have, you put in the same quantity of sugar. And then you put it in the fridge and you let it work its magic.
Just the sugar and the banana?
Just the sugar and the banana skin, not the banana.
Yeah.
And then you leave it in there. And every day that you're at the fridge, you just look and you give it a little shake or you put a spoon in and you stir it. And you get this thing called banana chung or banana extract. It is incredible. It will level up your banana breads beautifully. The banana one I wouldn't use as a drink, but you can do that with every single fruit. So,
okay, see, and you've brought some here. You brought a peach one.
Peach chung. So that was 250 grams of peaches, and I just washed them and I chopped them and I pour them into a glass jar along with some peaches and some sugar. So equal quantities, peaches and sugar, 250 grams that was. And in 2 days, that became chung. And you're left with the lumps of peach.
And you drain those.
So you strain those off.
And then do you add water to this then?
No, that's it. So then when you want to use that, you can use that as a syrup in your yogurt or over ice cream, or you can make a drink with it. So you would make...
There's quite an amount of liquid here. So you, this is what you get from the peaches and the sugar.
From the peaches, yeah.
And you've got another one here as well, the raspberry one.
Yeah, it's funny, raspberry.
Which looks like jam until I move the jar and I see it's quite liquid then.
And if you wanted to, you could reduce that down by heating it. And you could make like a coulis out of it. But the smell of the fruit is incredible.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
Can I use this as a cordial then, this
Absolutely.
One?
Absolutely.
Or is it too weak for that?
No, but you would probably have to use maybe
a
quarter to three quarters water if you were using them.
What's this I have in the glass before me?
So the glass before you is homemade lemonade.
Lovely.
So, and I'm not sure if it's to your taste or not because it's very much how do you mix them?
It's delicious.
So basically you
sharp.
Make, yeah. So you make
I
a
like
sugar
sharp.
Syrup, which is equal quantities sugar and water. You heat that up and you cook it until all of the sugar dissolves. And then you set that aside and you allow it to cool. And that'll sit in your fridge for 6 weeks. And that is what they use in cocktails. It's called sugar syrup.
So that's our base
that's
product,
your base.
Is it?
And then separately, when you want to make it. So last night I juiced my lemons and I put them into the fridge. And then you mix... I mixed half and half lemon juice and sugar syrup, but it depends on your own flavour profile in your mouth. What do you want? Do you want it sharper or less sharp? So I only made that up today, so I don't know if it's the right profile for you, but it might need a little bit extra lemon. It might need a little bit of extra sugar. My sister makes this in America in vast quantities, so she buys,
what
you know,
more would you want? That is
kilo.
So nice. And then if you wanted to... you know, use that for your evening party with the cocktail.
The sugar syrup is there waiting for you.
Too.
And those chungs would work really, really well in cocktails because you can have all sorts of flavours. The other one that I made then is cordial. So cordial is the one, I suppose, that is more familiar. So I have the cordials and the chungs actually in the book in the sundry section. And cordial, you use 500 grams of a fruit, whatever fruit you like, along with 300 grams of sugar and 300 grams of water. So that's the quantity. So yesterday I had 1.5 kilos of black currants from our bushes from last year. And can I say, black currants grow like weeds. So even if you live in the town, if you plant a bush, it'll take 2 summers before you'll have fruit. But you can plant a blackcurrant bush, and I'm not joking, they grow like weeds and you get a huge crop. Last year we had about 6 kilos excess that we didn't use. So they're great in the freezer.
So what do you do? Do you boil that mixture down then?
So you simmer it, yeah. So you bring it to a gentle simmer and then you cook that until the fruit breaks down. So it literally, yesterday with the blackcurrants, it took a little longer because they were frozen, but it takes only about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you strain off the fruit.
But you don't want it on a mad boil. You're just
no,
a gentle
you want it on a gentle simmer.
Simmer.
So it's like a very gentle roll, just barely cooking and or just barely boiling. And then when you see the berries bursting, Blana said, oh, we leave it on longer. I said, no, the berries are mostly burst. We need to take it off. You take it off and you strain it. And actually, I was talking to Anthony in the Fat Tomato and he said to me, when you make cordial, just add a tiny bit of Irish sea salt.
What?
And a tiny pinch of Irish sea salt, because what it does is it enhances the flavour. Salt enhances the flavour of everything.
Did you try it?
I did. It's really good. Really good.
So a pinch of salt after you've strained it or before you've strained it? Or when
after
did you do it?
After you've strained it. And you put lemon juice in too, because the lemon juice, you need the sweetness, but you also need a little bit of sharp. So the lemon juice and a little pinch of salt.
But the lemon juice you don't add when it's on the simmer,
absolutely
do you?
Absolutely not.
What can happen?
If you cook lemon juice, it can become bitter. So the lemon juice is always put in when it's off the heat.
So then once this is strained and ready, then you're putting it into a bottle and you're just using that as a...
as a cordial.
As a cordial.
And it, honestly, it is so refreshing. Raspberry, you don't get a great yield from. Strawberries give you a huge yield. And the beautiful part of it is you are left with... So I've brought you scones today as well, Claire, with the leftovers.
I see that.
Because
nice.
We talked about sustainability the last time and freezer tips. And so what I did was I just dried the strawberries that were left over from making the cordial. I dried them in the air fryer for about 1.5 hours on 70 degrees. Lots of air fryers have a dehydrate button on them, or the oven would work as well. And then you can use those. So the peaches and the strawberries are in the...
I'm looking at you now like you dropped out of the sky. You dehydrated the fruit and you put them into these scones.
And you put them in the scones.
And why would... I'm knocking them over now. Why wouldn't you just put them in without dehydrating them?
Because I would put them in sometimes into a tray bake. But in a scone, if you put in, like if you make raspberry scones.
Oh yeah, I see the little peach.
Yeah. If you make raspberry scones and you put in very wet fruit, it's going to completely alter the texture of your scone.
Mm, that's lovely. It's a little bit chewy.
It's a little bit chewy. Yeah.
It's delicious.
Like, yeah. Now there is sugar in it, but it's a delicious. I mean, we eat them just. And the blackcurrant ones, I literally, you can make fruit leather out of it because it's all just a big mush. So I put that into the oven last night, didn't fully dry it. Because I was going to make a tray bake this morning, but I slept in.
You did not have to admit that, Orla.
But it's the truth. I almost had a heart attack coming down here, but I'm fine. But you can make fruit leather out of it. And Paddy looked at it last night. He said, that's burnt. And I said, it's not burnt, babe. It's just dried out. And he said, no, it's burnt. I said, just taste.
Send them into the health food shop and see how much they're selling that stuff for.
Yeah. And so what I love about it is there's absolutely no waste whatsoever.
I love it. And I love the cordial. It's a great idea. And like, you know, you would pay good money for that in the summertime. It's delicious.
And Claire, it's, you know, when you buy, you pass them and you see the fruit and you are tempted to buy strawberries and then they sit in the fridge for 1.5 days and suddenly they're starting to look soft and people are going, oh, I don't eat that one because it's got a bit soft.
Yeah.
That's a perfect use of them. So you're not wasting a single berry.
Don't waste your fruit. Thank you so much, Orla. Thank you very much for getting here on time.
Nice
to see you, Orla Drumgoole. And the book, of course, is called Irish Mammy Cooks. Thank you to everybody for listening and for getting in touch. If you missed anything, you can listen back on the Go Loud app. The team today, my thanks to Cormac McDonagh on sound, producers Dee King, Helena O'Toole and Alex Russo. Research by David O'Connor. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.